Hey, how's everybody doing? This is My Lakers Outlook, and in this episode, I'm going to be going over the Lakers game against the Utah Jazz. Now, the first thing I will let you guys know, this podcast is actually recorded on break at my job. So usually when I can get loose and just talk about the Lakers freely while just chilling, it's going to be a little bit more casual, but I'm still going to go over the same points that I usually go over. Same thing I keep on saying. I know I don't post as often as I used to. I'll get back to that once LeBron and AD comes back. I just can't really stomach to post right now without those two and how depleted we are. But we are starting to look a little bit better, so I am definitely happy for that. However, you know, I'm still not going to post every game, but every now and then I will post. I did catch the whole game for the most part. Missed a couple of plays maybe, but for the most part, watched the whole game. So this is a game coming in. You think Lakers don't have their stars, Anthony Davis and LeBron James. Utah's number one in the West. Lakers should lose this. Wait a second. They are missing Mike Conley Jr., who apparently doesn't play on most back-to-back nights. Donovan Mitchell just got injured, and Rudy Gobert isn't playing. So they're missing three of their starting lineup. So this actually is a game that we should win. So game goes back and forth. For the most game, I didn't have a problem. I did have a problem with how we initially came out of the gate. Ilyasova came out with 5 threes in the first quarter. His career high for threes in the game was 6 threes. So that's not good to see. Although he did finish with 6 threes, so he wasn't too much of a problem minus the first quarter. And part of that was he got a foul trouble when he got back in. They didn't go to him as often. We did make some adjustments. He did miss some open shots that he should have made. But, you know, he didn't torch us all game. It was mainly just that first quarter that he torched us. KCP, they said a stat. I don't remember the exact stat, but the stat was somewhere close to, for the first 18 games of the season, he was shooting like 56% from three. And then for the next 28 games, he was shooting 28% from three. And now for the past 13 games, he's back in the mid-40s. I mean, that inconsistency is crazy in my opinion. Let's hope he's back. I do wish he was more consistent in his play. Jordan Clarkson kind of torched us through the game. Joe Ingles hit some good shots. Joe Ingles is a smart three-point shooter. He doesn't take crazy threes like Steph does. Steph takes and makes crazy threes, let's be real. But he doesn't take those dribble, step back on two defenders threes. He's smart with getting open and shooting. So I definitely can respect his game. And he is a sharp shooter when he does get open. So he shot 50% from three. We had some defensive lapses that got me upset. There was a couple things that got me upset a little bit more than that. We did have people who played well. Kuz didn't shoot much, but he hit at a good rate, 4 for 6, and he hit big buckets when we needed them. Schroeder played well. One thing that did annoy me is that we seemed to take Drummond out at the wrong times, particularly in the second half. Drummond came out and started really dominating, and it always seemed like we took him out at the wrong times. Fourth quarter comes, we build a 12-point lead. We give up a 15-0 run and they come back. And going into the fourth quarter, I knew it was going to happen. We just got to do better than that. I know we don't have our leaders in LeBron and AD to lead them and say, let's close this out. But we need to know. And with that championship run that we had last year, we have enough players that returned for us to be able to shut it down. You never want to win a game twice. So to see that happen was disappointing. even though I knew it was going to happen, especially how bad we played on offense. Throughout the first half of the fourth quarter, we had 4 points, which is insanely bad. So I definitely was not a happy camper. We needed a layup from Dennis Schroeder just to force overtime. And part of the fourth quarter, we took Andre Drummond out again and didn't have him play. And in my opinion, that immensely hindered us on defense. I know there was a point where he went to the free throw line. I think he made one, missed one. That's when we took him out. I understand free throw shooting is not necessarily the best. I think he's up to 60%, 60-something percent this year. So it is tremendously gotten better than when he entered the league at 30-something percent. And I understand the liability, but we did decide to go small with Markieff Morris at the five, which is a liability on defense. Although, to be perfectly fair, a lot of where they beat us was on the perimeter. So that could have been a reason for the switch. So I do get the mindset. Drummond has been playing well for us, though. I think he rotates pretty well, even on the perimeter. And I think we gave up a couple of offensive rebounds that he would have stopped if he was on the floor. And I didn't think it was necessarily a good idea to take him out of the at the end of the fourth quarter. Start of overtime, we put him in, and lo and behold, we end up dominating them in overtime. And when I say dominated them, I'm talking about we outscored them 17-5 in overtime with Andre Drummond on the floor. So, of course, there's going to be multiple factors. I don't think it was just Andre Drummond. They were getting some more open threes that they were missing. I think they just kind of cooled off, tuckered out, slowed down, whatever you want to call it. But Andre Drummond did continue to dominate in overtime as well. So Andre Drummond did play well. He did only have 8 rebounds, which is not normal for Andre Drummond. I know most people are sitting there like, that's not bad, but you know, Andre Drummond averages almost 14 rebounds for his career. So that is a low output for Andre Drummond, but he did impact the game in multiple ways. Plus the way Utah plays, especially with their big men. Their big men can shoot as well, so that pulls Andre Drummond away from the basket. So I understand why he didn't have as many rebounds. But happy to get the win. Rumor has it that AD is coming back on Thursday. Let's hope that is the case. It's not confirmed even so. They say that he's probably only going to play around 15 minutes a game. So we're going to slow him in. Hopefully that 15 minutes is good enough to push us over the edge. And then we can just continuously increase his minutes. So hopefully it's an easy transition. Hopefully LeBron starts to have rumors of him coming back soon. KCP did get injured late last game. It didn't look serious. He walked off on his own accord. He didn't go into the back. I mean, at that point, there was not many seconds left on the clock. So we just pulled him out. So he just sat on the bench and he just walked to the back afterwards. Like I said, didn't look serious. It looked like it hurt, maybe a cramp. He still finished the layup, so glad on that. But I also hope that he is healthy. Ben McLemore didn't do much this game, but there's been a couple of games where Ben McLemore has been heating up. So I think I'm going to like that addition as well. I'm liking the Andre Drummond addition. I think I'm going to like that addition as well. So anyways, give me a few more games. I'll start getting back to posting regularly. It's going to be big thing when Anthony Davis comes back. Comes back and plays regular minutes. That may push me over the edge as far as that aspect. But anyways, guys, thank you guys for listening. I'll be in touch, share my podcast, let me know what you think. If you disagree, even if you disagree, let me know what you think. If you agree, let me know what you think. If you're indifferent, let me know what you think. Just let me know what you think in general. Let's stay together, Lakers Nation, and everybody have a great one.